Joining us right now is head coach David Upton. Hey, you're 4-1. You ought to have a smile on your face.
I'm trying. I'm still fuming, but I'm calming down.
So. This was a tough one. This was a team that, you know, like I said, you came out here. It's a team that you know you ought to blow away. But it was just almost basically as the crowd was. I mean, like I said, just, you know, sitting back, kind of relaxing a little bit, watching a little basketball. And I think some of your players might have done the same thing.
Well, and that's something that, you know, I said this on day one Thursday, that I was a little disappointed in the fan support, people coming out here for the opening of this beautiful facility. And today with a 5 o'clock start, and I understand the Christmas parade's going on, and there's a lot of things going on in town right now in Christmas, and so the crowd is a little on the low side. Our kids need that, especially when you have a home game. Atmosphere helps, and it's hard to get out here for an early start when there's only, you know, 50 or so fans up in the stands. But, you know, we still have to come out and play. But the third day is always tough. Third day is always tough when you play 3 days in a row. And I can't sit here and gripe too much about what we did in the first half. We'll save that for Monday when we look at film and stuff. But I will say second half, they did what they needed to do. Came out, picked it up. I think we scored on our first three or four possessions. Jonna scored on the box play. And then they went right back to the zone. So when they went to the zone, we went to the baseline with JB. JB scored three straight possessions. And I think our kids just kind of snapped in right then and said, okay, we're going to win this and we're going to do whatever it takes.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you start talking about, and this is how I just look at teams, that, you know, on the season you're shooting 75% until tonight. And then, like I said, when you get up to the free throw line and you go 9 of 22, that tells me that, like I said, there's some people that are wore out. They're just not getting the ball up there on top of that, 40% on the night. And like I said, do you feel like, you know, this three-day tournament might have got them down just a little bit?
I think so. Like I said, it's tough to play 3 days in a row, and especially when you expend as much energy as we do defensively. But this early in the season, we've got to play minutes because you got to get those game legs under. Like you said the other day, Ross, we can do all the stuff we want to in practice, but the intensity level is not the same in practice as it is in the game. And so this is good for them to get out here. And the fortunate thing about it is our kids fought hard and they did everything they needed to do to come out of here and be 3-0 for this tournament.
You know what? Another thing, and I know this is a big concern of yours, is that, you know, you guys basically got over 100 turnovers here going into five games. I think you had 21 again tonight. And, you know, and I was telling Jerry that, you know, that your only loss is to a team with a winning record, and your wins are with teams with losing records. And you know you cannot have 20 turnovers. You understand that when you go to play a great team.
Yep, and you know, we just got to do a better job of ball security. But on the same token, you know, we look at other teams and every girls team. Girls just naturally turn the ball over more than boys teams.
I know that you still got a ways to go here. You got about 10 days on the break. Do you like the big long break or not, or would you rather get this game over within a couple of days?
I'd rather have a couple of days to practice, but I would like to play again like Thursday or Friday. Waiting a full 10 days is going to be a little difficult for us. But, you know, it is what it is. So we'll come out this week. We'll watch a lot of film on Monday, try to get better and improve some things and let them actually see what we're talking about on film. And then come out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, work really hard. Maybe try to set up some kind of inter-squad thing, get our JV group in here on Friday and pound on each other to kind of get some game stuff going on Friday, take the weekend off, and then get ready for Dodge.
I just want to say this. I was impressed with some of the bigs tonight. They got up and down the court again. And when you needed some free throws, you had Jonna McCullough and then also Jamie Birnbeck step up for you. And that's the big girls right there doing a good job shooting great free throws.
Yeah, Jamie and Jonna, I didn't see our book yet, but I know that they hit the key ones down the stretch, and that's what we need. And, you know, we tried to get some things open for Jonna. We had them, actually. Just missed her one time there with the last minute to go. But like I said, to start off the third quarter, we called a play directly for our post. Jonna got the ball and scored. And that they played one possession of man. They went right back out of man and decided to go back to zone on us right there. So,
all right, that's been head coach David Upton, 4-1 on the season. Jerry, man, I tell you what, they're rolling and playing well right now. I mean, well, you know what? I'm going to say this. They maybe not played with up to his standards tonight. But like I said, you still get a win, and that's really big in my books.
Well, it certainly is, and I think Coach brought up the very key point here that, you know, when you play three games in a row, you like this, three straight games against tough teams. I think the first two certainly give you a big challenge, but here on this third day, just maybe not up to the same energy level that you needed to be.
Yeah, we just didn't have the same energy. We didn't have our legs, and like Ross alluded to, we were 9 of 20-something from the free throw line, which is kind of uncharacteristic for us right now. If we shoot close, anywhere near what we have been shooting from the free throw line, you know, the margin of victory here is much bigger.